Question 5. What poem do you wish you'd written? Why? And or what line of poetry do you wish you'd written? I've been reading Elizabeth Bishop this summer, so I first thought of her work in answering this question. I suppose I'd be happy to have written just about every line in every poem Bishop published, but the one that came to mind first, or actually the sentence, it appears in the poem as two lines, is, "All the untidy activity continues, awful but cheerful." This is the ending of her poem, The Bite, from her second book. I maybe don't need to define what a bite is, but I will, since I didn't know until I looked it up. It's a bend in a coast forming an open bay, also a bay formed by such a bend. In the poem, Bishop's speaker describes elements of such a location without mentioning herself, except in one spot where she says, "It seems to me." The description offered is detailed as well as quite metaphoric, and a lot of the poem's power seems to come from its comparisons. The pilings, for example, are described as being dry as matches, whereas the water is the color of a gas flame, so the scene itself is combustible. Pelicans crash into the water like pickaxes. The tails of man-o-war birds are like scissors. Sharks' tails are like little plowshares. Part of the reason I wish I'd ended a poem with "All the untidy activity continues, awful but cheerful," is because it seems like something to have gotten away with. Not only do the lines offer a kind of summary, they include no less than 3 adjectives in a short space, including one like cheerful, which I think of as being hard to use successfully in a contemporary poem, though I did just notice it appears twice in a relatively short poem by Jane Kenyon when I was reading the other day. So it's definitely possible. 2 reasons why I think the lines work, and there are certainly more. First, the strangeness of the word untidy in relation to the previous, often violent, description. In the 3rd-to-last line of the poem, to take just one example, the dredge, quote, "brings up a dripping jawful of marl," unquote. In comparison to the way the scene has been described previously, untidy is an understatement, and so it's an interesting moment in the poem to me, psychologically speaking. I read the speaker as pulling back, possibly employing some wry humor as a sort of defense mechanism. Secondly, I like the parallelness of awful and cheerful, both ending in full, because it sounds good, and because it makes me think of awful not just as extremely disagreeable, which is how I would probably interpret it otherwise, but also filled with awe, or filling one with awe. I haven't yet mentioned that The Bite has a bracketed subtitle that reads, "On My Birthday." This, of course, adds another layer of meaning and resonance to the poem as a whole and to its last lines. It makes one comparison in particular stand out, namely that of little white boats in need of salvaging as being, quote, "like torn open unanswered letters." Bishop's use of untidy goes back to those torn open unanswered letters. The messiness and distance and at least temporary disconnection they suggest, and that one might be apt to think of in the inevitable reflection a birthday invites, or incites, you might say. Since I tend to make direct statements about or of emotion in my poems, I envy Bishop's ability to convey emotion indirectly and subtly, often through charged description and word choice, as in The Bite. In encountering her poems, I think the reader sometimes has the sense that the speaker has let her emotions slip only inadvertently. We have to pay close attention, as to her man-moth, her poem The Man-Moth, who will slyly palm his one tear if we're not watching him carefully. I find that her indirection or restraint in conveying emotion can make that emotion seem incredibly potent and unavoidable. Incidentally, Bishop asked to have the phrase "awful but cheerful" inscribed on her tombstone. She also taught her minor bird named Jacob to say it.